What's new at Cornell ECE? An additional maker lab is being built in Phillips Hall.
Offices and labs on the third floor of Phillips Hall are being updated.
The computer systems laboratory in Rhodes Hall has increased student space.
The undergraduate program has been restructured. The total credit hours required for graduation have been reduced to allow more flexibility in choosing electives and to align with our peer institutions.
Undergraduate enrollment is increasing.
Graph shows decreases from 2006 to 2012 and then increases through 2018.
Female affiliation is rising. Graph shows increases over time from 2006 to 2018.
Underrepresented minority affiliation is rising.
Graph shows increases over time from 2006 to 2018.
We've introduced classes focusing on data science and machine learning concepts.
ECE 4950 Machine Learning and Pattern Recognition Instructor Assistant Professor Jai Devacharya.
ECE 4250 Digital Signal and Imaging Processing Instructor Assistant Professor Merch Sabunju.
ECE 2720 Data Science for Engineers Instructor Professor Aaron Wagner.
Approximately 90 individual and group MEng projects were developed this year with the support of our faculty.
MEng enrollment numbers are increasing.
Graph shows increases over time from 2010 to 2015.
A decrease in 2016 and increases through 2018.
A rising number of MEng students stay for an optional third semester.
Cornell Electronic Device Society seminars bring speakers to the ECE and engineering community nearly every week during the academic year.
Speakers include graduate students, postdocs, and faculty from inside and outside Cornell.
Recent topics have included wireless charging for electric vehicles, product development in industry, low-power electronics,
nano-electromechanical and micro-electromechanical systems, optical coherence microscopy, engineering and applied novel materials, nanophotonics.
Our faculty continue to produce cutting-edge research.
Christopher Batten and Jiru Zhang are designing open-source hardware that can be freely used and adapted.
A soft robot from Kirsten Peterson's Collective Embodied Intelligence Lab examines popcorn's unique qualities to power inexpensive robotic devices that grip, expand, or change rigidity.
Breakthroughs in semiconductor device research from the Jenna Zing Lab offer the potential for high-power electronic applications along with reduced power consumption.
Edwin Kahn's lab has designed a no-touch sensing device that uses radio waves to measure vital signs of small animals.
Amit Lal's Sonic MEMS lab has fabricated both electronics and transducers on a single silicon chip, making new piezoelectricity applications available to electronics developers.
We've welcomed new faculty, Kuram Afridi, Associate Professor, Daniel Lee, Professor, Cornell Tech.
Our faculty have received numerous awards. Here are just a few. NSF Career Awards, Jai Devacharya, Christina Delamitru, Mert Sabunju, Vice Provost, Teaching Fellow, Bruce Land,
Air Force's Young Investigator Research Program Award, Francesco Monticone.
Many have been promoted to new positions within ECE.
Elisa Apsel, Director, Farhan Rana, Professor, Ed Sa, Professor, Aaron Wagner, Professor, Ilian Batar, Associate Professor, Jiru Zhang, Associate Professor, Charles Saylor, Emeritus Professor.
We've also had faculty named to endowed chairs,
Debdeep Jenna, David Eber, Professor of Engineering, Grace Zhang, William L. Quackenbush, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, Xing Zhao, Joseph C. Ford, Professor of Engineering, Daniel Lee, Tisch University Professor.
Thanks for all you've done to help us have a productive year.
Help us do it again.
Please support ECE during Cornell's Giving Day.
ece.cornell.edu, Cornell Giving Day 314.
What difference can one day make?
Cornell Engineering, Electrical and Computer Engineering.